This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzo, at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. The two leaders are likely to discuss bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed between the two countries following the meeting. The Maldivian president was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar welcomed Dr. Muizzo and his wife, Sajida Mohammed. He was also accorded a guard of honour. Later, Dr. Muizzo visited Rajghat and paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. The Maldivian president is on a five-day state visit to India at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better centre-state coordination from the government. Mr. Shah today chaired a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. He said Naxalism is the biggest obstacle in the path of development and it is not going to benefit anyone. Mr. Shah has appealed to all the youth associated with Naxalism to leave weapons and come to the mainstream. The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 candidates in Haryana will be disclosed when counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centres have been set up with tight security in place. At all district headquarters where counting centres are set up, with three layers of central and state armed police force along with troops of district police. Deputy SP level officer will supervise security arrangements at both strong rooms and counting halls. The recent assembly elections held after a gap of 10 years witnessed a massive voter turnout. Voting for three-phase elections took place on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. Mr. Narendra Modi completes 23 years in public office today. It was on this day in 2001 Mr. Modi took over as Chief Minister of Gujarat for the first time. Several welfare programs launched by the NDA government at the centre draw inspiration from Narendra Modi's initiatives as Gujarat Chief Minister. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi, saying his long journey is a living inspiration for those who are in public life. Mr. Modi today completed 23 years in public life, first as Chief Minister and then as Prime Minister. The Gujarat government is observing Vikas Saptah from today to mark the development journey of the state after Narendra Modi took over as Chief Minister. A series of programs, including Vikas walks at iconic places, will be organized during the week. Development works worth over 3,500 crore rupees will also be launched in the state during this week. A Delhi court today granted bail to Rashtriya Janata Dal chief and former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, along with his sons Tejaswi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, in the Land for Jobs money laundering case. The court granted bail, noting they were charge sheeted without being arrested. Bail was granted on a personal bond of 1 lakh rupees each. The next hearing is set for the 25th of this month. The court also directed all accused to surrender their passports. On the 18th of last month, the court had summoned Lalu Prasad and others after reviewing the ED's charge sheet. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, India kept their semi-final hopes alive with a 6-wicket win over Pakistan in Dubai. The trio of Deepak Dalal, Kamaljeet and Raj Chandra won the men's 50-metre pistol team gold medal on the final day of the Junior World Shooting Championship in Lima, Peru. The Indian team claimed the gold with a total of 1,616 points, edging out Azerbaijan by just 1 point. Overall, India's junior shooters topped the championship with an impressive 24 medals, including 13 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.